Escambia County Attorney Allison Rogers says it all began with a records request to her office from a Doug Underhill, who is opposed to Party Down South filming at Pensacola Beach.
We logged that into our software we have, which is designed to help track public records requests and identifies once those responses have been provided to the requesting party. And that software assigns to all the potential people who might have those subject records that they need to gather those records.
That includes county commissioners. Rogers says her office determined that Valentino had used his private email account for county business, a violation of the county's technology policy, but she calls it an oversight on the commissioner's part.
While there were some emails that were on his private email account that were related to this particular issue, the failure for him to turn those over immediately was because when they did a record search, he didn't realize there were emails on the private email account.
This is much ado about nothing. I complied with the state attorney's request with everything as quickly as I was made aware of it.
Using his private iPad, Valentino emailed Paul Sinor, who teaches screenwriting at the University of West Florida and had been working with the producers of the Jersey Shore type reality show.
There was a request for public records from a Mr. Underhill on matters related to my involvement directly and indirectly with this Party Down South, Colleen and Paul Sinor family. What they were trying to do with good intentions with Visit Pensacola, and that is to bring major motion picture and film production to this town.
One email in early February asked Sinor to use Valentino's personal email address. Valentino contends it was a glitch in his iPad.
They sent me the email to my county commission email address. I hit the reply button on my iPad. What happened was, on a few of them, it pasted in my personal email address on the reply. Apparently, when you have two different email addresses on your iPad, there can be a situation where the default email can supersede the email outbound you intend.
Calls to the state attorney's office were not returned. Amid growing opposition to Party Down South, primarily through social media, the producers pulled the plug on filming at Pensacola Beach. Valentino also became an opponent of the project when he learned of its format and content.
When I found out about Party Down South, I couldn't get far enough away for it. I killed the deal, and I suggested they do it as well, and they did when they realized this wasn't the appetite or the taste of what we wanted in the Escambia County area.
Meantime, Valentino says the email glitch is getting fixed by no longer using his personal iPad for county business. Instead, he plans to ask for a county-issued device.
I now have to carry around two cell phones and two iPads for both business phone number and personal phone number, a county email, personal email. It's an absolute insane and ridiculous encumbrance upon an elected official spending time on silliness instead of focusing on his job.
This is not the first election year legal issue for Gene Valentino. In 2010, he was indicted by a grand jury, accused of taking a campaign donation at his county office in November of 2009. A judge dismissed the case just before the 2010 primary, and Valentino was reelected with 59% of the vote. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.